My name is Zhao Ying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhao Ying. My iPhone auto correct Zhao Ying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
He's like, oh, my show, blah, blah, is sold out. I'm like, I didn't ask you.
He said that when he was naked. My show is sold out.
With his dick out.
That is insane. This is why you should never fuck comics. That's fucking psycho behavior.
Yeah, because he's hot. I'm like, I'm gonna break my rules.
I don't know.
Touching his dick. His dick's in my hand.
And he's, then like, he's like, check out my Eventbrite. It's sold out. Dudes
then
are
I just like,
awful.
I'm just like, tempting, but no. You know, it was just like, what,
I mean,
the
it's
fuck?
Crazy.
I really want to fuck you. I want to fuck a comedian.
And I felt like if you're already touching his dick, all he had to do was not talk about ticket sales. It's so easy.
But it was hard for him.
When you're horny, not to talk about tickets.
Yeah.
But also that the interesting psyche thing for a lot of male comedians or whatever, I feel like a lot of times, to your point, they have to maybe feel like, I'm like higher level than you,
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when you're naked, you're like listing your credits.
Hi guys, I'm Zhao Ying Summers. Welcome back to Tiger Milk Podcast. This guest is fucking amazing. He's a great comedian and a friend of mine. And I reached out to ask for advice when I started comedy. I was ready for the very handsome, very funny Fumi Abay.
Whoa, thank you for having me. And thank you for saying I'm handsome. That's so nice.
We are good looking. You may not like dogs, but…
Joey brought her dog here. And I'm not a fan, I'll be honest with you.
Fumi is like, okay, that's a cute dog that walks around and jumps.
What kind of dog is this, by the way? It's
a Yorkie.
Yorkie?
Yeah, Yorkshire Terrier.
All right.
Panda. So he's just walking around. I told Fumi I recently started to be nice to him because I finally kind of half recovered from my trauma, my abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just feel like there's things in life that's pretty beautiful.
And the panda is one of them.
Yeah, panda is a cute one. And like flowers are nice, you know. Things are nice.
Did you pick this dog or was this your husband's dog?
My ex-husband, when I was pregnant with, I think before, when I was pregnant with my daughter, he picked this dog. He purchased the dog. He bought a dog. I wanted to go to the shelter and get an ugly dog, but he wanted. They are all ugly in the shelter. We know that.
Right,
let's just
right,
be
right.
honest. I don't think they are pretty, but they deserve to be alive. And they can be more grateful. So I think.
Sure.
Yeah, I would prefer the shelter dog. But he really wanted to buy a dog, look just like my old dog.
So he got you this one and you got it from the shop. So it's ungrateful.
Yeah, he just doesn't really know. He's not really smart.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Your dog is fine. I don't like the ones that like… The reason why I say I don't like dogs is because a lot of my friends' dogs, growing up in the Midwest, a lot of them are like… I don't know dog types, but they always said they were like chocolate labs. I don't know what that means.
It was like chocolate lab is like they have chocolate nose, eyes, and chocolate coats. They are Labrador.
They're big and they're stinky.
They take huge shits.
They're huge and they jump up on you and they take your shit and like they get hair all over your clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have memories of that. So I don't like whatever dog that is.
Well, all my Japanese friends like things clean.
Yeah,
they are on time too.
Yes, and our dog.
I love that. Can you just like teach me how can I be more on time? How can I be?
I'm surprised you were late. You know, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like you're very organized, and you're like, you know, you're always hustling and stuff. And I feel like
I'm hustling.
I feel like the part of the hustle is like being prompt. You know.
I know. That's like what.
You're late because you were putting on this racist costume for me.
That's not racist.
I'll give you. I think it's okay if you're raped because you're a racist. I forgive you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love this. I got it from the Asian Hall of Fame. She's the chairman. She's half Taiwanese, half Japanese, and she gifted me this.
Oh really?
And it's handmade in Japan with gold.
What is this? I don't know what this is.
I don't know. It's what it's like.
Because not like a full on kimono. It's just
not
sort of like a.
It's like a little pijian in Chinese way. Pijian, like a shoulder wear.
Shoulder wear.
It's like a scarf, but it's more like a…
Yeah, it's cool.
It's more Japanese. And
what did you mean when you said Asian Hall of Fame? I got lost. What does that mean?
It's like Asian Hall of Fame is a… I don't want to brag. It's like an NGO. And
it's a non-profit organization?
Yeah, it's an NGO. They inducted Asian people, famous people into the hall.
Wait,
so I was
it's just, is it Asian American hall? It was just Asian hall. Like anything Asian is in
include
there?
Include Asians or Asian Americans.
Oh my gosh.
API. So I was inducted with Margaret Cho on 2022 as the class of 2022.
Margaret Cho and you were the class of 2022?
Yeah, there's more people. There's more business people.
Wow.
But I was inducted with her and she… she has a better one than mine.
How the fuck did Margaret Cho not get in until 2022? That's crazy.
She just said no until she was like, you know what? I'm ready.
Oh wow.
Whatever.
Love that.
But they would keep nominating and she probably would feel like when she's ready.
Right.
But this is what they gave me. You can move the fur if you have people who love animals, they get angry.
Oh, so you can take it off.
See?
They give everybody this?
No.
Just you.
Just like Margaret gets better ones than mine, obviously, but similar. Well, we got it because she's Maki. That's a Japanese name, right? She's half Japanese, half Taiwanese.
That's cool.
Anyways, I just thought I'm gonna be racist and pay my respect to my great Japanese friend.
I think that's totally fine.
I think it was racist, but it could be.
No, it's not. People think I'm
Japanese. Yeah, wear this. If I don't talk, they'll be like, okay.
Yeah, maybe
Japanese.
Yeah, I just think it's funny to like.
How to be more on time? Can you please just teach people
how to be on
time?
Because
you're always on time.
Well, that's kind of all I have going for me. You know what I'm saying? Just probably
you are just ahead of your time.
I am ahead of my time. Yes, I mean you just you know you got.
You lie to yourself.
Do
you lie to yourself? Like you tell yourself it's 4 when it's 5.
Oh.
I tried, it didn't work.
Oh, you mean to be on time, you lied to. Oh. No. I mean, sometimes I'm late, but I just like.
I don't think you were ever late.
But it's like a thing you have to grow up with. You can't just do it. You can't be on time now. It's
my father never showed up. Like, I just think it's.
Your father never showed up?
He's always drunk. He's always sleeping. And I've never seen him sober.
Oh, yeah.
And his Yeah, his mistress did not like me.
Okay. His mistress didn't like you?
No, she was very…
He introduced you to his mistress?
Yeah, because she worked at my mom's hotel as a massage lady. So she was a whore.
Wow.
She was beautiful. She was young and beautiful. No, I was younger.
Yeah.
I was like 11 and she was really pretty. Yeah. Like, I would say like 17, 18, whatever. And she never liked me. I don't know. She was very competitive with me.
I mean, I don't think that anyone's mistress is going to be fond to the guy's kid, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think there's any kid out there who's like, I love my dad's, you know, that's mistress. True. So, I think that's okay.
That's true. So, I wasn't growing up with being on time. I just…
But I'm just saying, I'm telling you, it's too late, you know?
It's really too late.
It's a behavior you have to pick up when you're like in your teens.
So, what was like… the thing your parents taught you that you have to be on time?
It wasn't really like a fear thing. I think it was just more like I saw them be on time. So like we're the kind of family that like we'll get to the airport like 2 hours before boarding.
That's great.
You know, some people just like… This drives me crazy. Some people like roll up to the airport, go through security and they want to walk right as they're boarding. But that's too like risky for me, you know? So like, yeah, just little things like that. You watch your parents like be on time for shit and then you just kind of pick it up, you know?
That's what I do. I walk to the boarding.
You walk to the…
I kind of cut it very close.
Oh, you do that? So you get there late on purpose and then you kind of…
I used to miss my flights when I was drinking. Now I don't miss my flight at all.
I've never missed a flight.
Wow, that's sexy.
Is that sexy?
Oh, show you. Okay, this is really hot. Fumi never missed a flight. If Fumi wants to eat your pussy, he'll make sure you come. He'll never miss
one
climax. You know, if you want to eat a pussy, you'll be like, this is what I'm doing.
I do have like a, you know, I do feel like I have like a… This is not me flexing at all, but I do feel like my personality is very like… studious. So I do approach everything in life, even when it's sex, with like a 4.0 energy. You know what I'm
saying?
I
love that.
It's like, I'm not saying it's the best, but I'm gonna like try very hard.
That's hot. That is effort. That's hot.
Yeah.
Effort is hot. When somebody give you effort, you are the priority.
That's really interesting you say that because I feel like maybe that's hot for people in their 30s. Like because people in their 30s, we're so used to people not giving a shit or people not being apathetic. And so I think when somebody actually cares and gives you time, it's attractive.
Yeah, that's attractive.
But in your 20s, like I think people take it for granted.
Yeah, I remember when I was 20, I was never happy about anything. I was so insecure. Mm-hmm. I'm still insecure, but like I was completely insecure. I look so much better than I am now. Mm-hmm. I was skinnier. I'm more fit. I just hate myself. I want to throw up when I see myself in the mirror. I was so disgusted by how ugly I was and how stupid I was. Now I'm like, oh my God, you have a nice body, bitch. Like, now I look at myself, I'm like, I'm still like happier about what I look now, actually.
Yeah.
Even though I don't look as good as I used to.
I can't believe you, because this is when you were living in Kentucky for college.
Yeah.
You felt ugly in Kentucky?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. That's crazy.
I don't know why.
Those people don't even have teeth. That's crazy.
Well, my mom would call me though.
Your mom would call
you. She calls me every day.
Ugly.
Yeah, make sure I know it.
Yeah, that's like a Chinese mom move.
How's Japanese mom? Please tell me.
They don't do that. I don't
tell
think.
Me.
Not
so,
as much. Okay. Well, I'm also a son, so she's
yeah,
not going to say
she, I mean, do you have a sister?
I do, but I don't think…
I don't think it's the same though. I don't think your sister has the same opinion about how your mom treated her.
I'm sure there was some stuff, but it wasn't that intense. It's the casual, like the grandma might be like, oh, looks like you put on some weight. But nothing like calling you… while you're studying abroad to tell you that you're fat or whatever. You
know? No, she didn't tell me I'm fat. She's like, you can't afford to be fat.
Oh, wow.
You're already ugly.
That is such an intense roast.
Like, you
can't
already
afford to be fat?
Because
what does
already,
that really mean?
Because you're already ugly.
Okay. Yeah, that's… yeah, I hope you got to see a therapist or something. You know?
Well, my therapist is still trying to work with me. And I still…
Is your mom still alive?
She will live forever because… she's not going anywhere.
I feel like mean people live forever.
They do. They really do.
Because they don't have no… there's no stress.
Yeah.
They just say what the fuck they want, you know?
Yeah. I really relate to you when somebody thinks their dog is super cute and jumps on you, get the fur all over you and stinky breath and just like…
Oh, I hate it.
They have like a dirty paw and I have one of my friend. She's not my friend anymore. She has this disgusting dog. Look like a fucking goat. Look shitty and disgusting with bad breath and just like jumps on my couch. Just like doing, you know.
Oh, she brings it to your house?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Without telling me. And the dog just like do this on the couch. I'm like, can I just like stab the dog with a knife? Like, so gross.
Oh, yeah. That's like a…
disgusting dog.
I had a friend who like was… I'm not going to name names. So she was like… opening for like a headliner. Mm-hmm. Like a headliner asked her to open and then, but they had to drive to a different state, right? And so the opener was like, I'll drive you. That's part of the deal. And then on the day, she picks her up and then the headliner just brings this like dirty ass dog in the car. And she didn't tell her and it would like fucking piss in the car and all this shit. So like, yeah, I don't know. People with dogs, I just feel like they… think they're like better than you or something and they're allowed to take up… What the hell?
No. can you help?
He knows I'm taking…
Yeah,
he knows I'm talking
he's
shit.
Like, he's like, talking about
I'm
my
talking
species.
Shit. Yeah, I'm talking shit about you.
Yeah.
Yo, whatever,
I'm
man.
I'm talking shit about you guys. You dogs. Here. On my beautiful Japanese robe. You can sit here and feel special.
Even when you're hiking and stuff, like people with dogs, they just take up so much room, you know?
Yeah,
and they're
also,
just talking.
They do think the dogs are cute. They think their dogs are the cutest. When I see somebody have a dog, their head is like a tiny little snake. The body is huge, like a fucking donkey. So gross.
But it's like they're kids, right?
Yeah,
like you'll see an ugly baby, but to their mom, it's a beautiful baby.
But I knew when they're ugly. Like even my own child, if they're not good looking, I'll tell them.
You know, you tell them?
I just like, Winston, your eyes are a little wonky, but you are smart, so let's focus.
How old is your son?
He's old. He's like 5.
You tell your 5-year-old son that his eyes are wonky?
Yeah, because…
What do you even mean by that?
He didn't make eye contact because he's like his dad. He just like this. I'm like, don't do that. That's how you knock a lady when you grow up.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you have like Asian-y eyes.
He does.
Well, yeah, because he's Asian.
But I want his eyes to stay Asian forever. I don't want him to do any surgery. I want his monolid eye. But I just don't like when he doesn't make eye contact, his eye goes sideways. I'm just like, don't do that.
Oh.
You have to be confident. You have to command the room.
Yeah.
You can't be a little pussy. That's how you not get laid.
Eye contacting is interesting. I only know this because my girlfriend used to be a speech therapist.
Uh-huh.
But that's like a…
Used to be. So she didn't do that anymore.
Yeah, because it's a hard job.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard. You're working with people who are having a lot of trauma, right?
Yeah, and like they're very ungrateful for your service because it's like, at least in New York, it was a free service. It's paid by the government. So she's working with a lot of like, you know…
Retarded people?
No. She's working with people like, you know, like low-income families, which is fine. But then like… a lot of she goes to them because they're like, hey, I think my kid might have like autism or something, so can you do like a check? But she goes there and she realizes they don't have autism, it's just that the parents aren't talking to them enough, right? Oh. But the parents aren't talking to them because they work 3 jobs. Oh. And so that like made her really sad.
It depressed her because… is she Asian?
No, she's Bulgarian.
What are the Bulgarian people?
What are they?
Bulgarian. Bulgarian.
Bulgarian.
Bulgarian. So she's like...
You know Steph Tolev? She's Bulgarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I just really remember her as a Canadian.
yeah, she's, yeah, yeah.
She's, I could just know her more as a Canadian. Is okay, Bulgarian. So is Christina P also Bulgarian?
Who?
Christina P.
I don't know who Christina P is.
Because I know she's Eastern European.
I don't know any famous Bulgarian people. I don't really keep up with that. But yeah, they're just like out there, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of war. They're like not the, you know. They're not like Germans or French people. Mm-hmm. They're like they've had their struggle. They're chill.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
so how long have you been dating your girlfriend?
I've been with her for like 10 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah, since long. I was 24.
That's an institution.
It's an institution?
10 years?
What do you mean by that? Like it's a marriage? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, it's more than marriage.
We are domestic partners. Can I raise this? Is that okay?
Okay, you are DP.
Yeah, we are DP, but like wow. For insurance purposes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Have I ever met her? Do I ever have saw a photo of her?
I don't think so. She doesn't really come to my comedy shows because like she's
doesn't
been
want
just,
to see the yeah, other
she's
girls
just
hanging
seen
you.
Me so many times, you know.
She didn't want to see the other fangirl come to you be like, oh my god.
I don't think she I think she thinks it's funny. I've had people like ask me out in front of her. She thinks it's funny.
She has balls. That's nice. That's
well, we've been together 10 years, like we have like a very strong foundation, you know.
That's
like,
really strong because you are like committed every time you give it a 4.0 energy when you
4.0
have sex.
4.0
sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very important. Because some people be like just like drunk with a sloppy dick, be like just like, let's do it. I'm gonna give you the time of your life. Like you know, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
That's the only thing I remember.
But are you really like are you really having that kind of sex anymore? Because I feel as you get older, like you get better out. You get better at like sussing out who's gonna give you 3.5 dick and above versus like someone who's not even going to school.
I can x-ray pants. I can feel a dick from looking at a man.
Really?
Yeah, I can see if he's got a good dick. And I'm all rarely wrong.
Okay, can I ask you about that? Because I was having a conversation about this with my friend recently. And this might sound so stupid, but what do people mean when they say good dick? What does that mean?
Okay.
Because my friend was like, it's not about the way they use it. They were like, it's just a dick alone, standalone. It has to be a good dick. And I was like, oh, I thought they meant like the way you use it. But if you're not talking about the way you use it, then what does it really mean?
It look good. Like when you look at it, you're like, 秀色可餐 in Chinese. It's like, it looks so, 秀色 means like, so elegant. And the coloring is good. And it look like you can eat it. It's just like, the thing looks so pretty that you want to just bite it. Like it's a cherry, you know? Fresh cherry. Jew on it. You just want to lick it.
There's you said like there's a Jew on it?
Like a morning dew.
Oh, a morning dew.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you're describing it. Like oh, you know what? That's when you said that.
Right.
You're talking about like morning dew, suburbs, front lawn. There's like a nice little water on the grass.
Cherry, yeah. It's the peaked out.
That's a really specific imagery that you're using that I didn't even know you knew about. So you're saying good dick is a guy taking off his pants and you think of like 7 a.m., you're in Columbus, Ohio. You walk out to your front yard, and it's misty.
White pink fence.
And there's beautiful, and there's like a little bit of water on the grass, and it smells kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what good dick is.
Like when you see a good dick, you want to fuck it. When you see a bad dick, you want to leave. And you just it's like it's primal. It's primal.
It's primal.
You know you want it, and like a good dick is like a Japanese. You know, like it's like a good hygiene. It's very clean.
Sure.
A good dick has to be clean. If there's big
and
cheesy,
like,
fuck it.
People have different definitions because like I think there's people out there who like dirty dick. And maybe to them that's good.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think I want to make the dick dirty.
You want to make the dick
dirty.
Yeah,
but it has to
be clean to start.
At the get-go, yeah. I want the dick to be very clean. Like I want to only smell like your natural body.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want to smell what your body smells like. I don't want like any deodorant and sweats.
But you just said you can x-ray a good dick.
Yeah.
How do you know through the x-ray what it smells like?
I wouldn't know, but I at least know it will be like a clean and decent. I don't know what smell like until I mean, I have to see it to really have an idea of how good it is.
Yeah.
Because I won't see most of dicks because I don't. They're not good. So
sure.
If the guy is really hot and I look at him, I'm like, he's got a good dick and maybe we'll have coffee. And we'll, you know. And
he's got a good dick. Maybe we'll have coffee. Put that on a t-shirt. That's very good.
Yeah, maybe we'll have coffee. And if we had coffee and maybe we have another lunch.
Yeah.
And if he pays the third date, maybe we are gonna, you know,
kiss, if he tastes, his lips taste good,
yeah,
I think it's a good chance his dick's gonna taste good.
That is so interesting how your approach to it is, like, because like your initial thought is very like pervy, little naughty, little bad, but then everything like after that, it's very sort of prudent, very conservative. Like, let's, oh, you have a good ass dick, coffee, maybe we'll kiss, maybe we'll, yeah, our knees will touch. It's, yeah, very cute.
Oh, that's so sexual.
It's very cute, you know, but, yeah, it starts off nasty.
Oh, yeah. I need, and then, to, because my primal kicks in, because, right, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want coffee with bad dicks.
Sure. So
bad.
Your primal kicks in, you filter out, yeah, then you have a cute little time, your little lady.
Yeah,
take
I'm
me
old
out,
lady. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Then, so it's like a nasty sandwich, and then you do the nasty.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, I really like. I'm primal, but then the Chinese mom, you know, talked to me in my mind, and I can't touch myself. For me, I've never had a vibrator. I can't touch myself.
Why?
I cannot enjoy the pleasure of touching myself because I'm so traumatized by my mom telling me to not touch myself. It's the worst thing you can do to yourself.
That is the thing your mom talked to you about, masturbation.
Yeah, because when I had my period and she had a big, big dinner celebration.
Asian congratulations, parents do that.
You became a woman.
Yeah.
She make you all the dishes you want.
Yeah.
Right? All the dishes, because she's like, oh, now you are a woman now. You are going to have all the responsibilities, and now you are also going to put, like, just don't be a whore. Like, you are going to make sure you don't become a whore.
Okay.
Like, in Asian culture, like, they disown somebody who have sex in high school.
Wow.
I mean, I've never
heard. Do you think people in China aren't having sex in high school?
They hide it well, but when I was in high school, it was bad. My mom wouldn't allow me to sit next to a boy.
Wow.
Because they want you to do the best final exam to get in college. Because
right,
that's
right,
the one
right.
exam determines your whole life.
Sure.
And they don't want you to fall in love too early and get distracted.
Right. I mean, I think that's coming from a place of love and you know, looking out, but that's crazy that I think that she also talked to you about masturbation, like, don't touch yourself.
Yeah, she didn't say masturbation. She can't say it. She'll die if she say that. But she just want to make sure, don't touch yourself there, because only like the disgusting horrors do that. That's how you get disease.
Wow.
And if you ever touch yourself, I don't know.
Whoa. That's like So you've never touched yourself?
I tried, and I've
you think about your mom? Because you think about your mom.
I don't only think about her, but it just, even me touching my nipple, I'm like, ugh, I get like icky.
You touch your nipple?
I don't know what I'm doing in my shower, and like, you know, look down and be like, damn, they are nice. And then I try to touch them. I'm like, why can't I touch my nipple? Like, I can't touch my, I just can't.
So you have to have other people do it for you.
Oh yeah, I enjoy.
Which is how you develop the x-ray dick.
Yeah, I can only come from intercourse. I've never came from a guy eating me out ever in my whole life, because that, like, somebody touching me outside is like me touching myself.
I just get really
I'm just like, okay, I just like, okay, move, you know.
So you don't even, do you like it at all? Or
no, I'm
prefer
okay
not
with
to.
It. But the guys like to eat pussy, because Americans are weird, you know.
You think people in other countries don't eat pussy?
I'm never dated a Chinese man, but I'm married to one guy that's Chinese. My ex-husband was Chinese, but the guy I dated was never a Chinese guy. He didn't eat a pussy. He's like, that's gay.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe he's gay.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. I mean, that used to be a thing. That was like that's like a bit in The Sopranos. It's like, if you go down on a girl, it makes you like kind of feminine.
Maybe he watched it and he decided that's gay.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, he never ate my pussy. I was very happy about it.
You're going to get so many DMs from Chinese guys who eat pussy.
Really? Yeah, where are they? Where are you guys? Where are the Asian guys eat pussy?
Leave a comment below if you're Chinese and you eat pussy, man.
I mean, I'm okay with other Asians too. Korean, Japanese are okay. Filipinos.
God damn. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I still go through it.
But I hope you're having like a good, you know, journey now as an adult, you know.
My therapist is working with me, but it's hard to. So Dr. Zhu is coming on my podcast to write down all the things that's wrong with me.
That's your therapist?
He's not my therapist, but he will be on a podcast.
Wait,
to diagnose
Dr. Zhu?
Dr. Zhu, yeah.
Do I know? He's famous, right? He's got a TV show?
Yeah, like he had a love line with Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
So he's going to tell me what's wrong with me. He's going to write down everything, break down what's going on. But it was like, I couldn't touch myself. I still don't want a guy to eat me out.
Wow.
I mean, I'm okay with
it. What about like fingering?
It can be hot, but...
So you just go coffee, kiss, sex.
I mean...
Coffee, kiss,
fuck. We can kiss.
You don't even like kissing.
We can dry hump.
You like dry humping.
That sounds like sex to me.
Right.
Because like fingering, I'm like, feel like It could be my finger, and then I get freaked
out. Also, anything that can be interpreted as like, I could do this to myself.
Exactly. That's why I don't watch one-on-one porn. Because if I can do that to myself, I can fuck a guy like you. Why would I watch you waste my precious time? I want a gangbang. You know, I want a girl take 20 dicks.
You want something that you can never do yourself.
Yeah, I just like, Yeah, she's the fucking, she's amazing. But I wouldn't do a gangbang because I'm so traditional and romantic, and I can't. I try to have one night stand sometime, but I couldn't do it because I fall in love. Next thing you know, I'm looking for a ring.
Oh my God.
I know. That's why I'm by myself.
But you've been, you know.
Yeah, I've had some nice dicks in my lifetime.
Like recently.
Yeah.
I heard you on some podcast.
Yeah.
I heard you on Carrie's podcast.
Carrie.
I heard you on her podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She bring all the slut in me.
Yeah.
But I never had a slut.
I was actually surprised that you did that. Can I say? I mean, well, that you you hooked up with a comedian.
I did not. I tried to hook up. I talked to, what's her name? Marilyn, right? I tried it and it didn't work out well.
Oh, you tried to hook up with Marilyn?
No. I told Marilyn I tried to hook up with a comedian. And
I
tried to fuck him and I couldn't do it.
Why?
I just feel like he's like trying to like outwit me.
He's trying to outwit you during sex. He's trying to be funny.
Even
than
before
you?
Sex, we went pretty far, and I just like kind of like it was just like he's like I was like he's like my show blah blah is sold out. I'm like I didn't ask you.
He said that when he was naked. My show is sold out.
Is his dick out?
That is insane. This is why you should never fuck comics. That's fucking psycho behavior.
Yeah, because he's hot. I'm like, I'm gonna break my rules.
I don't know.
Touching his dick. His dick's in my hand.
And he's then like, check out my Eventbrite. It's so yeah. Dudes
then
are
I'm just like,
awful.
I'm just like... tempting, but no. You know, it was just like, what
I mean,
the
it's
fuck?
Crazy.
I really want to fuck you. I want to fuck a comedian.
And I felt like if you're already touching his dick, all he had to do was not talk about ticket sales. It's so easy.
But it was hard for him.
When you're horny, not to talk about tickets.
Yeah.
But also that the interesting psyche thing for a lot of male comedians or whatever, I feel like a lot of times, to your point, they have to maybe feel like I'm like higher level than you
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when you're naked, you're like listing your credits. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I was
like,
not
he's
happy.
Inside you and he's like, I've done JFL. You know?
Yeah, JFL. I'm like, by the way, he's like, oh, by the way, because he's like, oops, beep. Like, I just got to, you know, yeah, it sold out. I'm so what? What? He goes, oh yeah, my show. I was like, you know, it was, yeah. And then he's like, what are you doing? I said, I want to get some tea. Then he's like, okay. He was naked and walking around. And he's like, oh, we are not doing this? I said, I don't know. I just, I feel very dry right now.
You feel very dry right now?
Yeah, I do. I did feel dry. I dried
that's
out.
That's a hard thing to hear
yeah,
when you thought you were going to
have... I'm never dry. Like, if I feel dry, you should die. You know?
That's also like, I feel very dry. I've never... That is, that's
because
a dagger
I'm always
through his
moist.
Heart.
I
You're always moist?
Not always. The moment I get turned on, I get so wet in 1 second.
I mean, that makes sense.
But if I get turned off,
yeah,
I'm like this.
Well, that's the way it should be, I think.
I'll bite your dick off like a fucking shark. I'm like done.
I don't
feel it out. I don't feel anything out. I know exactly. I want a dick. I'll get on my knees and suck that dick. I don't want it. You can put on my, like, you can give me $1 million here. I'm just gonna go. I can't do it. I just, I don't know why. And I wish I can just, like, not waste my beautiful young actress years when I was 20.
Yeah.
I should just, like, really, really fuck some powerful producers. I regret that every day.
Oh, like in your 20s, you mean?
Oh, yeah. I regret every day. Because I have nice, rich producers who are actually nice to me.
I feel like if you wanted to do something like that, I feel like you could still do that. Now.
Right now, no, I'm too old for it because I don't really need to fuck anybody for anything anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Because you figured out how to get
it yourself. From being a fucking peasant.
Yeah.
I worked from the bottom, like being a fucking peasant my whole life.
Yeah, but see, that's why you got that 4.0 energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like when I first met, I was like, oh, you know, that's how we connected, I feel.
Yeah, but that's when you find out I was late. You're like a...
4.0 dicks Locked. Recognizes 4.0. Yeah, but now you have a 3.8 because you're late. But that's okay. That's
Locked.
Still
it's
that's still
high.
Mainly
8. 8 means a lot of money in Chinese, so I'd rather have an 8.
Okay.
6
yeah.
is lucky. 8 is a lot of money.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tricky for me. But I when young girls ask me like, oh my God, you know, should I fuck him? I say, you're fucking. You're going to fuck a loser too. So if he's going to give you what you want, fuck him.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I was stupid. I thought about it a lot of times. It's like, I have so many guys I thought it's going to be great who like take advantage from me. They say the right thing. They're like, oh, I'm going to be nice to you, blah. But they would like steal things from you, like use your connections without you knowing it, like sabotaging and this and that. And then
wait, this happened in your 20s?
Oh yeah, late 20s. Like
wow.
20s. So,
but you weren't even doing comedy.
I wasn't, but I was.
Oh, you were doing acting.
I was doing acting.
That's right. That's
things
right.
Like that. I have so many. Even the guys I don't really date, but I thought it would be good. Now I realize it's a transaction. You know, if you want something, this guy's gonna give it to you, and you're gonna date him for a while. Just date him. At least he's honest. Like, okay, like if you be with me, you date me, I'm gonna give you this role. It's better than a guy who just like use you and date three girls at the same time, telling the right thing,
right,
fuck you
right,
and steal
right.
your money and take your fucking. I don't know. Costco membership, you know?
But I think if you really fucked those producers in your 20s, I think you would have become like a different person. And I actually don't even know if you... I don't know if you would have pursued comedy, to be honest with you. Because I think part of like what makes anyone want to pursue comedy is they feel like no one's looking at them. You know, you feel like, oh my God, like, nobody cares about me. And the only way is for me to pay $5 and go to this open mic and now I get to hold the microphone for
Maybe
minutes.
That's true for me. I'll be so rich and beautiful. I have 5 year kids. You know, I'll be like a successful actress who don't speak English, you know. That'll be a life. But I don't, yeah, I wouldn't have my children either.
Yeah, because you went through that hardship of like, you just didn't. You didn't get everything you wanted back. No one gave you shit, right?
No,
so I feel
did.
Like,
yeah.
But that's why. But in a weird way, if you did fuck those producers, you wouldn't have been a comedian, and that's a good thing too. You know, I think like sometimes, if I had like had a better upbringing, I probably wouldn't do comedy because I'd be happier.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. If my mom never called me, I would not be a comedian.
Exactly.
But she called. She managed to manage. Like she got hold of me.
And you know what's interesting is that you would pick up every time she'd call.
I'm afraid.
That's a whole.
I got excited too. I'm like, mommy's calling me.
Every time, but you knew every time she's gonna roast you, but you were still
I still like I want her approval and I'll never get it. If I die on tombstone, she'd be like, I wish you could be taller, you know.
Bro. What the fuck, man?
She's disgusting. Like she just like my ex-husband knows that I think like the reason why I suffer my ex-husband for so long is that he gradually speak like my mom. And I felt like a family. Whenever he's like, oh, you know, Madam Jiang Kai-shek's wife. Madam Jiang Kai-shek, you know, Jiang Kai-shek's wife, like the Chinese Kuomintang party, the leader.
Yeah.
His wife is Song Meiling. So she's like such a beautiful, glamorous lady. And he's like, do you know that she never removed her makeup before her husband go to sleep? And she would never show her husband with no makeup when he wakes up. You should do that because when I see you have no makeup on, it depressed me.
Wow. Your husband said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That. How did you meet this husband?
But when I met him, he was like the best person in the world.
And he changed.
He was a different person. He was like, you are so beautiful. I love your dark skin color. I love everything about you. You are
that,
so
he
charming.
Opened with, I love your dark skin color. That was his pickup.
Because I was so tan. I was hosting the Shanghai Film Festival. And I was like the darkest girl. And people were like, oh my God, is that a real tan? You're that dark. I'm like, that's a tan and I'm dark. And he's like, oh, I love your skin color. It's very sunshine. It's like California, blah, Baywatch and stuff. I'm like, that's nice. He's like Chinese men, like Baywatch. Oh, they like tits, but like Asian men don't like tan women. They like bleached assholes. You know, they want you to be so white. You know,
yeah.
If you go to Japan, you know, in Asia, they want girls to be fair-skinned.
I think in general, if you look at any Asian makeup commercial,
bleaching.
Right? They're Asian. Asian people naturally have this kind of skin color, but they're always extra white.
Yeah, that's... It's about the class because rich people don't work at farms.
Exactly.
It's not like racism. They don't like you to be dark. But being dark means you are low class.
Yes, you're
you have to work
sun.
In the farm.
Yep.
And in China, the same way. So he just loved me being me. And then he stopped loving me being me. So when I had children, he did not want me to work at all. So he also like, whenever he verbally abused me, I feel like, oh, I found my family. It's like,
yeah,
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't know what's wrong until it got really bad to a point he started making fun of what I used to stutter. And he was like, oh, you should not be taping this important show because you stutter and it's important you're going to stutter on the show. And I'm like, oh, he's evil. Then I'm like, I can't believe you would say that about me. I start stuttering and he started mocking me.
Oh my God.
Then I lost it. And I'm like, okay, that's not that's not going to work. And I slapped him.
Good.
I mean, he hit me back, good, obviously. But
oh, shit.
But I just don't want to be the bitch who's a victim. Like, my husband didn't just, like, punch me because I was ugly, you know. I hit him, and he hit me back.
Yeah.
And that's what end of everything.
Oh, really? So when he laid his
He never hit me.
Right, right.
But, you know, I slapped him hard because I was mad.
Of course.
Like, I don't want people, like, people changing story. Like, oh, he just beat me all the time.
Right, right, right.
Because sometimes... there's men are violent, and it's so hard for women to leave because when you have children, it's the worst because you cannot walk away from your children.
Right.
And if the man has more power than money, not seeing your children again is the worst thing can ever happen to a woman. They will stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go through hell to get my kids and to leave. But it was worth it. But I just feel like the more I grow, the older I am, the less I want to make him look evil. Because we are the wrong match, you know, if there's a beating woman.
Is he still in L.A.?
He's like China and here, but he's not really in the picture for the children. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's fine. I mean, I allow them to see him whenever he wants to see them.
Oh, that's nice.
He's always going to be a better father to them than be a good husband to me. Mm. And they have the right to have their father in their life.
Right, 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 right.
And whatever he shows them is what their father is to them. I don't want to bring my trauma into them. It makes them not confident.
Do you have a daughter?
I have a daughter.
Yeah.
She's three.
But she might ask about that one day, you know? Not now, but like when she's 20 or something.
Yeah, she see him sometimes, like every 3 months and stuff.
Yeah.
She knows who he is. And I think she understands that he's not very present as she wants. I mean, she wants is going down.
Sorry.
But I think she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll be okay.
Oh, it's all good.
She'll understand. She didn't ask as much as she used to because, you know, now she understands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Angelito.
Our producer.
Yes. Look at he's a Filipino.
This podcast got a little bit of everything. A little bit of dick talk. A little bit of serious divorce talk. This is crazy.
I just don't want to be the victim. The more the older I am, the less of a victim I want to be. You know, I have flaws, but I don't deserve to be mentally abused. But I've been so mentally abused, so I don't really know I was being abused.
I mean, you just had to move on.
That's why, like, we just need to really understand our boundaries. Because sometimes you love your parents so much.
See, that's good therapy working.
Yeah, say shit. You
there
know?
You go.
Boundary. The B. Yeah.
Okay.
Say shit, you know, they say crazy shit to you and you think it's normal. Then when other people say shit to you, you're like, okay.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
That's my family. I didn't know. I shouldn't know. But I feel like when your heart feels icky, something weird, like you feel something in your stomach, that something's wrong. You should just like take a break. Be like, okay, I have to pee and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes like, oh, you look a little fat today, you know, but it's okay. You look cute. But you're like, okay, but you should be like, wait a minute. Let me think about it.
Yeah. Wait, does your mom still call you today?
She doesn't think I'm fat. She's like, you look okay. But you look okay.
Oh, that's good.
So you look okay for a civilian. But if you're a performer, you have to really go to work out your body because you look a little floppy.
Okay. But that's not nearly as bad as what it used to be.
Yeah, because now I give her money, so...
Oh.
You know, in Asian culture, it doesn't matter what you do. You can be whatever. As long as you start giving your parents money, they stop roasting your job.
Right, right, right.
Because
right.
That means success.
Right.
If you can buy your mom a Mercedes, she's like, okay, you can do whatever the little thing you do, but I'm okay.
I didn't know you gave your mom money.
I didn't give her a lot of money, but on Mother's Day, I bought her a Mercedes.
What the hell?
And then...
What's going on with your life? This is crazy.
And next day...
You got buy Mercedes money? This is crazy.
I do. I mean, it's not like the best Mercedes. But
you bought
like
a new one?
Basic SUV.
You bought a used one?
Like a 1 year old. It's not.
But you bought it cash? Or you financed it?
Financed.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, I don't want to buy this cash.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a lot of,
It's a lot of cash. And this is, she, like, next day she's like, you know, your room is so messy. It's so gross. You are a pig. Did the Japanese invade your room?
Wow.
I'm like, mom, I just got you a car yesterday.
Yeah.
She goes, it's been 24 hours. What do you want me to do? Be happy?
Yo, yeah, you...
It's been 24 hours?
You know, it's so... I feel like I hear a lot of this
That's
shit
why my father's drunk. I'm like, that's why daddy's drunk. Because I want to be drunk around you too. You are the problem. He's drunk.
You ever thought about like cutting shit off with your mom?
My therapist is like, you should not talk to your mom. But like, I feel like I have this like toxic relationship with her. Like, I'm just like... Then she can be so great to me.
But when and when is she so great to you?
I don't remember.
It's kind of like... What's that thing called when you get kidnapped and then you've kind of fallen
like
in love with
it? What was it? Like
something syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
It's kind of like that.
I think so.
Like you're in a bank and she's holding a gun to your head, but you like want the person to like you for whatever
reason. Yeah, I still want her to like me.
But she's like trying to kill you. You know what I mean?
She won't let me die because if I die, she can't punish me anymore.
Right, she's getting off on the punishing.
Yeah, she enjoy my, like, it just, I don't know. She feel like she give up her life for mine.
I know it's like ridiculous to tell your, because I hear this from a lot of my like Chinese American friends or girls who are like, who have this kind of, not to this extent, but like something similar to this with their moms. And I'm always like, why don't you stop talking to them? And they're like, it's not that easy. And I totally understand that. But like, sometimes, but I don't know, maybe like a little hiatus would be good. You know?
Yeah, that's why I stayed in China for 3 months.
You went to China for 3 months.
She went to China. Oh, She's in China now.
And she didn't call you when she was over.
She is too busy abusing my father right now.
Wow.
And actually, it's actually really nice. That's a very good thing to do because she's in China 3 months and she's so disgusted about my dad and my sister. Because my sister started eat after her second baby. You know, my sister gained 10 pounds. So she's like, the first time in her life, she's fatter than me, which is very good for me. So my mom's like, I cannot believe you are fatter than Zhao Ying. That is... So now she's, because they are around her, she only sees their flaws. She hates them both. She's like angry at them. And then she calls me. She's like, you are the only good one left. So I'm like, you can stay in China an extra month. Because she stopped seeing me. She stopped abusing me. She thinks about good things about me.
Yeah.
She's like, you just send us like nice fruits, you know, fill up like nice milk from like Australia, you know, blah, blah. Like your sister don't do nothing. I'm like, you should can stay in China longer.
Wow.
So now she's like, she thinks I'm all good. When she come back 3 months, she'll hate me again. But then I'll be touring more.
I mean, it sounds like she's just kind of bored slash looking for her toy, right? Like,
yes, she's a cat.
She just needs something to play with. She doesn't mean everything. She just likes to fuck with it.
She wants to make sure she abuses things around her.
Mm-hmm.
She has the... I would say like the god, the, in Chinese we call it the like 圣母玛利亚, like the like a mother of God.
Okay.
Maria.
Yeah.
She's a mother of God. She's like, my mom has a mother of God complex. That she wants a thing go her way. If it doesn't go her way, she will destroy you. She will destroy everybody. She will destroy the whole system.
I'm not sure if you know, I have not read the Bible, but I don't know if that analogy makes sense because I don't think Jesus' mom, was she like a control freak? I feel like she was chill.
She was married. She was a liar. Right? Like, how can you be a virgin and have a baby?
I don't know, but she was like, I think she was nice to Jesus. I think.
I mean, he was born in a horse shed, right? Like, whatever it is. It was gross.
I don't know if that.
Yeah, he was born in like a really disgusting place.
I think in like a barn.
Barn, where there's horse poops and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably like in the vicinity. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, like, I just don't believe in Virgin Mary. Like, how?
You don't believe in the Virgin Mary?
Yeah, if you have something come out from your vagina that is bigger than any dick would ever come in, would you still call yourself a virgin? You know?
Right. Oh, so you think that she didn't have sex, but she doesn't deserve the title virgin because
yeah, if you
something
have
big came
something
out of
even
vagina.
Bigger than a dick came out from your vagina.
Okay. I mean, I
are
this
you still
is
virgin?
Yes. I mean, that's
you are a man of his science. Like, what do you think?
You know, I don't think about that.
Right? But
yeah.
A C-section is like you had a heart, open heart surgery, something come out. But if you just like open your leg and you have a head as big as Jesus coming out, like you are not a virgin.
So you're saying like virginity is not about the act of sex. It's about the size of things that may have come in and out of your vagina. And if
I
it exceeds a certain length or width, then you are robbed of that title.
I think so. That's why it's so sad to be a woman, because when a woman is raped, she didn't enjoy the sex. It wasn't even pleasurable, but she will not be a virgin anymore. And that's also like so many women, when they got raped as a virgin, like they don't even get to have a good marriage anymore, you know, back in the days. And just like,
Right.
If it wasn't the act of sex from her part, would she still be a virgin? But no, people wouldn't think so. Like anything got in your vagina or out. Got in though.
I mean, I hear you, but I feel like at the time, like that topic was maybe like overshadowed by Jesus because Jesus was there and like he's doing like godly things. So maybe like the semantics of like, is your mama still a virgin? Like maybe didn't come up because
yeah,
like
they don't talk about it.
He's like doing God shit. You know what I'm saying? But I see your point.
Yeah,
you know?
I just think she should not call herself Virgin Mary.
I don't think she called herself that. I think other people called her that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bitter because she's very famous. I don't like famous people. That could be also. But I just really think about things. Yeah, I'm happy my mom has her other toys to abuse.
And by other toys, you mean your sister?
Yeah, my sister always get a lot because my sister has boundaries. My mom is a bit abusive. She's like, I gotta go. And if my mom is like calling her anything like, you don't look good today. She goes, I cannot believe you said that to me. I will not come home for 2 days. And she escaped. She ran away. Mm. And she want to beat her, but she's afraid she can't find her. And then, you know, my sister always get her way. She has boundaries. She has self-respect. And that's what I don't have.
Okay.
If I had boundaries, I'll be fat.
If you had boundaries, you'd be fat.
If I had self-respect, self-love, I'll be eating. I would enjoy carbs. I would enjoy gaining.
You don't eat carbs?
I do.
How can you avoid carbs? You're Asian, bro.
I try to not eat it. I mean, I eat it, but I remember whenever I try to eat rice, my husband moved my rice bowl.
Oh my, dude.
He's like, you don't want that. I'm like, but I do. He goes, we have mirrors and you should know you don't want it. Like,
were you dating a 7th grade bully? Like, what the fuck is happening?
No, he wasn't bullying. He was showering me with jewelry, diamonds, and fucking Rolex. But at the moment, I had babies, and he just, like, started treating me like garbage.
Wow.
That was kind of funny. And I just, like, oh, that's what my mom would do. Oh, that's nice. But I think that's why I have a lot of jokes about fat and things. But, like, I don't really dislike fat people. I think people who... like, they literally do not give a fuck about what people think about them. They eat what they want to eat. It's because they have self-love. As in Chinese, we say, 心宽体盘. It's like, if your heart is widened and opened up, your body could be fatter because you just give less fuck and you just live a happier life.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
being fat is good. Buddha's fat.
Buddha was fat, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't even know if, like... even the you using the word language fat is interesting to me because you're still using it like in a negative way because that's the way your mom taught it to you. Mm-hmm. But like this Buddhist analogy you just used, he said like if your heart is bigger, your body can get bigger because you love yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Like I think having a bigger body doesn't have to mean like unhealthy. It just means like normal. Like whatever is normal for your body. Some people are born skinny. Some people are born a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I really think
you know?
People, yeah.
But you know what? This you bring up a good point about like your husband and even this guy you're fucking. This comedian guy who brought up ticket sales. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times for a man, it's about control. Men just want control.
Oh, yeah, they
and
do.
So him, your husband removing the rice and telling you there's mirrors is like kind of on the same energy as the guy you're giving a hand job to. And he's like, I sold out my show next week at this venue that holds 50 people. Whatever the fuck, you know?
48.
Yeah. It's like they want sort of like control.
Because I'm such an alpha female people disgust men. Men hate
me. Exactly.
I can be cute, but they don't like I'm so alpha. And it's hard for me to get any guy to really like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like really like me because I'm such an alpha female.
Has there been other comedians you've hooked up with and they've done weird things like that?
I didn't hook up with this guy, but like he's like really hot and I always loved his comedy.
Okay.
We've been flirting kind of like for a few years. And like recently, you know, we had this like little cute moment in the green room.
Now, what is this? Are you making a rice ball? What are you like doing? What is this?
He's like so cute. He's like high school. We just stared at each other.
Okay.
He's like, oh, that's the high. He said, sorry, I'm drinking from this cup. It looks Trader Park, but it's just that it's cleaner than the glasses in the club. I'm like, I didn't look at it. My eyes are small. I don't really see over there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. Then he looked at me. Then he just like kissed me on my lips.
What the fuck? It was just you and him in the green room or was there some other guy?
And then like the moment he kissed me and somebody pushed it in, it got in. And you know, Jose from the kitchen, you know.
Okay, well.
I'm like, what was that? And then we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk to each other after that.
Wow.
Because I just don't want.
Did you like the kiss?
It wasn't even like a real kiss. It's like a
little peck.
Yeah,
on the lips or on the cheek?
On the lips, like right here.
Were you expecting it?
I wasn't, but I would want him to kiss me. And I would just move away, be like, oh, you want to kiss me, but I don't. But then I do. I want to be dramatic, but I was like, yeah,
oh, but
you
that's
better
really
kiss
nice.
Me, motherfucker. I didn't say that.
Well, you can't say better kiss me, motherfucker. That's like,
yeah, I know that.
That's
shows
a lot
my
of
true
energy.
Color.
Yeah.
You leave. But I didn't want to date him, but we just have this like really cute energy, like
sure.
High school energy.
Yeah,
I like his comedy, and he think I'm beautiful, And he think I'm funny.
And he kissed you in the green room.
But we did not, it wasn't even wet. It was like a...
That's okay.
But it's like high school.
You're right. You probably wanted to do more, but there's, you know, people could walk in.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't think I would do more because I know it's not going to work out. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like dating-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you just want to have sex with him? But you don't do that.
I'm going to ruin his life because my business is so good. He's not going to recover.
A lot of people say that.
I'm
what
not
is up with people saying that? What is that even? My pussy is so good, it's going to ruin your life? Oh, God. I'm like, I hear that a lot. And I'm like, oh, just for context, I'm in like an open relationship. So sometimes I'll sleep with people and they'll say that stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, they'll be like, oh, like you're going to leave your girlfriend for me. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking not, dude. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's like in my 30s, but like I have such little love to give. I like have so little energy. I hate everything. Your pussy is not gonna change my life. You know what I'm saying? Not like, you, but just like the perverb.
You have the 4.0 energy. You're just, this is a really nice open relationship sex, outside sex. You're gonna give the best outside sex and you're gonna go back to your nest. That's what you are doing.
My next, yeah.
Yeah,
my next,
you have your...
But anytime a girl's like, I'm gonna ruin your life, it reminds me of like, I don't know if you watch porn, but there's like, you ever go to Pornhub?
Of course I watch porn.
You don't touch yourself. You just fucking watch porn and eat popcorn like a fucking psycho? What do you mean?
I watch Gangbang.
But what do you don't touch? You're not touching yourself.
No, I just watch it. I just like sit here, cross my leg real tight. So tight that I'm doing Kegel when I watch porn. So I come.
You watch porn and you sit like this. Are you watching on a TV? Because people watch porn like slouched over.
No.
Your laptop is here.
On my TV, I sit in the back of my couch because there's nobody in the house. So I just sit here, but I would like cross my leg. I'll be doing Kegel because I have to hold my hand on the... You have to, you know, hold your hand when you do Kegel. So I can Kegel my pussy while I'm watching porn so I can be turned on.
Oh my God. But anyways,
I can't touch myself.
You know those ads on the side of Pornhub that are like, watch this video and you'll come in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, it reminds me of that. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking not, dude. Anyways.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, shout out to your pussy and men's lives you've ruined.
All the Kegel.
Yeah.
All the Kegel. I Kegel every day. Go to sleep. I Kegel. I sleep. I do my
why dreams. Why are you doing that? You
I
want
don't
it
know.
To be tight
it's,
or something?
It just happens.
It just happens.
Yeah, it's like what I do when I'm nervous.
You do Kegels when you're nervous?
Yeah, since I was little.
That is so interesting. You must have a crazy
right
fucking grip.
Yeah. Oh, I can break a dick.
Well.
If I want.
that's, is,
if
that,
I want
like, is that even like a thing that people want?
No, they don't. But some guy do. But I don't do that to guys. Because I don't get dicks. You get a lot of pussy. But you are a man and you are handsome. You are a comedian. And when you make a woman laugh, they just like, they're just like, there's, you need a market bucket, like this mop it. This is wet everywhere. Girls like love funny guys. But like a funny girl, funny, but like they don't want to fuck you because it's giving alpha female when you are funny.
That's interesting. I had something weird happen to me and I want to get your thought on it. I did a show in the Bay in San Francisco and I was doing two shows. After the first show, I have a joke about how I don't know how to spank girls and I do it wrong. It's like, a bit, I'm not going to do it, but it's just
I need
a bit about,
I need that joke.
Huh?
That's a funny joke.
Thank you. So I have a joke about spanking, right? And how I don't do it right. And then after the show, I do like a meet and greet. And this girl, she kind of had like alpha energy. She came up to me and she's like, oh, if you want to practice spanking, like we can go do that right now. And I thought it was very forward, right? But then I say, oh, I was like, I don't know what to say. I was like, oh, that's so nice. And then I say, oh, well, like I'm totally down. But, you know, I have a show after this. So it would have to be after that. And she goes, what time? And I'm like, I'll probably be done by like, I don't know, like 10:30 or 11. And she goes, nah, that's too late for me. And I'm like, who the fuck is kinky but has a curfew, you know?
Oh,
I was
my
like, what
God.
The fuck? But it was like, I was like mad because I was
you
like,
should be. I'm mad too.
Not
like,
at her, but at this concept of like, it's just so weird to be like, I'm a little slut, but it's like not until 9:45. You know
and then
mean?
You turn into like a fucking menopausal, like a
yeah, it's just like weird.
That's,
it's like,
that's weird.
I mean, I'm not. Hey, I'm not shaming. Maybe we need to normalize sluts before, you know, in the early
like
evening sluts.
Talk.
You know, but I just thought it was interesting. It was because the energy was very like, I'm gonna fuck you right now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, can you wait till 11? And she's like, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bay Area bitches. They go to early.
I don't know.
Too
early. I don't know if you've had like an issues like that where like, are you willing to stay up for dick?
If I think it's good, I will.
You'll stay up.
Oh yeah, I'm a romantic person. Like I'm.
Well, not sure
I will.
Yeah. That's funny. You think that's romantic? Like I'm waiting up for his dick.
Yeah, the dick
coming. I'm such a romantic girly.
I have making the tea.
You know what romance is.
Doing some flowers arrangement. The dick is coming. I just,
the dick is coming.
Like, if it's a good dick, I'll wait.
Yo.
You know, I will wait for the dick. If it's good, buy you a Rolex. I mean, I reward a good dick.
Yeah.
I really just think good dicks are good for people. Especially I can't touch myself. I can't have a toy. A good dick is life-saving.
See, now that you told me this, your energy makes sense. Because I always thought, I was like, why is Zhao Yan giving this, like, not to me necessarily, but like in general, I always thought you had this like, sort of like intense horny energy.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know why, because I was like, she must be like getting laid and stuff all the time. But it's because you don't, can't masturbate.
I can't.
And so it's sort of coming out of this like all the, like that energy I can suppress with my hands. A lot of people can just suppress that with your hands.
I can't.
But you can't.
No.
So you need the dick.
I need a dick. And if I can't get a dick, I work.
You work.
Like I become a workaholic.
Oh, I see.
I post videos. I make videos. And
distract
I do emails.
Yourself.
I do all kinds.
Interesting. So you're saying you became like a successful stand-up comedian by accident because you just wanted to fuck and you couldn't find a dick. So
I can't get.
You're also, like, I guess I'll just write jokes. And then now
also,
you're like,
I have to have the dick I want. If the dick I don't want, I can't fuck it because I got disgust by myself.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, why would I sleep with this guy? Like, I would be sick for a week.
Have you ever told a guy that you don't like his dick? When he's taking off his pants?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it one of those, because you're a nice person, if he takes off his pants, you're like, I guess I'll just fucking do it because I'm already here.
No. I'm like, no, that's really generous of you. But I have to go because I have an abortion.
I have to go because I have an abortion appointment. It's 11 p.m. on a Friday. I have an abortion right now. I'm actually pregnant right now.
Yeah, I would be honest because I know I can't do it. Because when I see some dick, I know it's... Like, it doesn't turn me on. You see, like, some porn, you see this disgusting guy with their, like, even though their dick's big and nice, whatever it is, but, like, if they have this nasty energy, I just, like, I'm like, oh, I feel so bad.
Oh, that's so interesting. So it's not about the size, it's an energy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I can't take a dick that's too big. It's not going to feel good. It's like sitting on fire hydrant, you know? It's like, why would you do that?
Oh, God. That's just, like, a really intense imagery.
Yeah, I'm like, why would I do that? You know? So I just, when I see some dick I know I don't want, I'll be like, no, I rarely go wrong. But if I was wrong, when I see the dick I don't want, I'll be like, I just forgot, like, you know, I need to feed my dog.
And just go home. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I can't do it because if I do it, I'll think about my mom and it's like touching myself. If I fuck a dick I don't like, it's like me touching myself. I'll be disgusted by myself.
Oh,
like, it's like the same thing. It's just like a default to the moment of you're disgusting. You should die.
Wow. But if you have a wonderful dick, you don't feel like a whore.
Oh, I feel great. I feel good. I have good skin.
You're just...
yeah. I feel so good.
You're just looking for some dick that's not going to make you feel like a whore.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which is the very dick that makes me feel like a whore. Mm-hmm. The good, nice dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the clean, nice...
Nice, clean dick.
Yeah, beautiful dick.
Yeah. Hey, well, shout out in the comments below if you got a nice, beautiful dick. I'm sure... Do you fuck your fans?
I just was talking to Jocelyn Chia, the New York comedian. Do you know her?
I know Jocelyn, yeah.
Jocelyn was like, what? So I was like, oh my God, last night there's a fan, New York Comedy Club, Australian guy. Oh my God, he was so hot. He was like, I would love to invite you for lunch tomorrow. I made a reservation. Just made it in case you would have time. I said, no, I don't do that. He was so cute. I'm like, how old are you? I'm 28. I'm like, okay. Bye. Then I'm like, oh my God. If he wasn't my fan, I would fuck him. But then I'm like, I can't do that. Then Jocelyn like, what's wrong with you, bitch?
She fucks her fans.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's saying you should too.
She's like, you should too because you're not going to meet anybody. You're going to die alone and by yourself. She didn't say that. She was sweet. She's like, what's wrong with you? You just say like, let's have lunch.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want lunch.
I mean.
You want to go home and.
I mean, the problem is like if his dick was so good and he's so sweet, I'm just gonna see him. I can't do one night stand. I tried.
Oh, you can't. Oh, I see.
I fall in love
every time.
I don't think I fall in love, but I would just do the things that before you fall in love, like you start to like, oh, is he texting me?
Let me
see my story.
Yeah.
Blah blah.
Yeah.
Let me use a different account to see his story, and he didn't know I'm seeing his story. Like I'm such a disgusting little pathetic little fucking ugly high school bitch. You know, I couldn't be the hot girl. I just can't do it. I'm not a hot girl. Like I, in my mind, I'm like ID4. After I have a good dick, I just become this.
But I feel like in comedy, like sometimes it's like a superpower in a way that like, I wasn't the hot guy in high school either. Mm-hmm. I wasn't popular either. But sometimes, like I think through comedy, I've been able to sort of like connect with women who I thought were like way above my league. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you could do that too. Like it, like sparingly so that you don't feel too bad about having sex all the time. But I'm sure they're like, you know, I'm like just with Jocelyn, like if that hot Australian guy hits on you, like, why not, dude? Like, do that for your high school Jalen. You know what I mean? Like,
I wish I could. I didn't do it. I don't know why. I have like a, my mom just like did a slut shaming culture. Like, she will just tell me examples of
but,
which
but
cousin
but if he's
kissed
hot,
the
you're not a slut.
He's so hot, though.
If he's hot, then I think it's like fine.
He's watching this right now. He's gonna DM me right now. He's like a really
but you want that DM.
Loyal fan. You, I want that DM, yeah. And I'll just double tap his heart and give him, I don't know, like a kissy kissy emoji, like a, you know, kangaroo and little cute little emojis.
Yeah, but you wanna do
that. He look cute. Yeah. I would,
if you're receiving kangaroo emojis out there, Zhao Ying wants more. And she's giving you permission.
I never
she's giving you
fan.
Consent to do more.
I never fucked a fan.
I think you should.
I mean, I can afford
I think
to
you
lose
deserve
one.
It. You can afford one?
I can afford to lose one.
Oh, you think you'll lose one? Why? Why? Because I thought you said, oh, because you're going to ruin his life with your pussy. That's right.
Yeah, and then I won't call him anymore. I'll be like, I can't go to Australia. I don't like the accent.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you have
yeah.
this thing on the beach that bites me, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have weird things in the, on the beach.
Yeah, you can afford this one fan. That's fine.
I can afford to lose
that's
one.
One way to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But never do that, I guess. You are very funny, Fumi.
I'm not sure if I was on this podcast. This went everywhere. You know, we talked about some silly shit.
We talked about
sexual
really
assault.
Shit.
I don't know how to react to that.
I want you to put your hand on your heart and be honest with me about this one question. If you marry, you bring home a Chinese girlfriend or a Korean girlfriend, which one your mom would likely to accept a little bit more?
My parents are like pretty chill. I also have a suspicion my dad is Korean. Like, you know the secret ones in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
The people who can't… But they pretend to be Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he's that. But it's not been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty… I don't know. Growing up, I didn't hear a lot of like… Well, that's not true. I was going to say I didn't hear a lot of racist rhetoric. But I totally did. But it wasn't like… I think they would accept both. But they would say things like… Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the racist things they said about Chinese people and Korean people growing up. I remember there was a news story in Japan about how this frozen dumpling company got in trouble in China because they filled the dumplings with half meat, half cardboard box.
I thought it was rat meat.
I don't know. We in Japan, it was like cardboard box. And then
it's rat meat.
Okay,
how dare you insult us? Like, you are insulting us with a cardboard.
Worse.
Who
that's
would
worse,
do that?
By the way. I'd rather eat a fucking IKEA box than a fucking…
It's rat meat.
But anyways, we saw that. And then they would say, like, well, Chinese people. You know, they would say shit like that. With Koreans, I'm not sure. It was more like with Koreans, they would say shit like if they're golfing. Uh-huh. If they're like golfing. And, sometimes… Asian people talk loud. Mm-hmm. And so the white people would ask them to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that the white people would ask to be quiet are always Korean. Like they would say
Korea.
Shit like that. You know what I mean? Which I don't think is necessarily true. I think my mom could be loud as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of like kind of racism that I would hear. But I think if I brought home anybody, I think they would be…
How about your grandparents?
My grandparents?
What would they say?
I really don't think they would care, man.
They just cry when they are drinking miso soup in the morning by themselves. Like, Fumi, bro, Chinese girl.
But like, I didn't hear that growing up. Being like, no Chinese girls, because you know I grew up in Japan, kind of. So there's not a lot of Chinese people there, you know, that I would meet on a day to day basis. But yeah, I don't know. But did you hear growing up like no Japanese boys?
I mean, I really do want a Japanese boyfriend. My mom, that would take her down. Me it'd having a Japanese boyfriend, she'll have a mental like,
maybe that's what you
breakdown.
Need to combat her.
I know. I'll have myself a beautiful Japanese man and, you know, he'll be on time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like so clean and sleek and bring flowers and nice and stuff. And she'll just have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even my fault. I'm like, I just fall in love. What do you want, mom? You know, that would be the best way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you know, killing them softly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a battle with you and your mom, you know?
Yeah.
You should have her on the podcast.
She made me famous in China. She was on my podcast.
This one?
Yeah, she made me famous in China because Patton Oswalt got COVID. I mean, I just texted him. He got COVID from me. I don't know what happened. So I was going to have Patton Oswalt, but he got COVID. So my mom had to come. But Patton came on later, a few weeks later. My mom was on my podcast. She made me famous in China.
What happened?
She was on the podcast. I said, Mom, I know you don't think I'm beautiful, but to be honest, in America, dark skin is beautiful. Like a big jaw, big cheeks are beautiful. She goes, Americans' eyes are bigger. They should see better. You're still ugly. Your lips are like a pig lips, and your skin's too dark. You are unattractive, and that's why you are.
She did it here at WTF Studios.
Yeah, yeah, in Chinese. And I have a clip in China.
Christ.
Every Chinese girl start sharing it. It went to like billions of views.
What do you mean? They're sharing it as in like, your mom is right? Or are they sharing it like, this happens to my mom? You
know? Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because there's
good.
A revolution now.
Oh,
they were like, you know what? This
kids
is too much.
Back.
So all the Chinese girls are crying over it. They were like, and they went so viral. That's how I got on GQ and Cosmopolitan because all the Chinese girls are relating to me.
Wow.
And they were just like, oh my God, this is what I'm going through every day. I'm so happy she brought this to the light.
Yeah.
And my mom just like, oh, it went to a billion views. So I'll come back. What should I do next? Slap you?
I mean, that would get a trillion views.
People are telling her, you are more ugly than your daughter. You are fatter than your daughter. She got bullied online. Like, you are so fat and ugly. How dare you say this about your daughter? I was so happy. I screenshot everything. I printed out and give to her. I trusted it too. I'm like, mom, that's Chinese, so you know this.
What does she say? What does she react?
She's like, well, the more comments, the more people see it. The more people see it, the more money you make. So I don't care. I'll slap you. I'll beat you up next time.
The classic Asian mom Tai Chi move.
Yeah, know, she's like, she's crying in the corner. But,
yeah.
But she's like showing me she's so strong and tough about everything.
Damn.
Yeah, she was here. She abused
me. I'm going to have to watch that episode.
She's learning English for me.
I was going to say, did you do the podcast in Chinese?
Chinese, but she's learning English. She can abuse me soon in two languages.
That's innovating. Awful. That's just really bad.
Oh my God. I'm wearing my Japanese.
Yeah.
I feel like really culturally appropriating.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
I've never had anyone wear the thing from my culture.
Like, to respect you.
It'd be like if I did Joe Rogan.
You were born in Japan though. It's like, if you are just like from Oklahoma, I'm not going to respect you any.
But I was raised in Ohio. Did you know that?
I mean, but you were born in Japan.
Yes, I was born in Japan. And
yeah,
I'm
right?
Here.
If you were born in Ohio, I'm gonna bring some, I don't know, Philadelphia sushi.
Philadelphia sushi. Roll. Oh yeah, with the cream cheese.
I'm like, that's
that's fucking bullshit,
by
man.
Them.
By the way, I don't know if this is true, but you know, in America, the sushi, the seaweed is on the inside.
Yeah.
But if you go to Japan, seaweed is on the outside.
Yeah.
Did they do that because like the black color is like too much for white people?
That could be.
Because the nori is there so you can hold it without your hands getting sticky.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense that the seaweed is on the inside of the sushi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think so.
It's racist.
Yeah, they are. Okay. For sure. I know that.
Just let me know if you know what's going on there. I've just always been curious about why the seaweed's on the inside.
So for me, how was the moment when you become the hot guy getting all the offers from hot girls?
What are you even talking about?
When you become, you know, as a comedian, that you're just getting all the hot girls.
I don't get all the hot girls.
That's but you don't do it because you only do the ones you want to do. But I'm saying it's like the shift, you know, happens, right? When you were like a... not so popular in high school.
Oh, I mean, I don't.
Miyabe.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it's comedy or if it's just like, I think a lot of Asian people look younger in high school,
mm-hmm.
and so I think I just looked like a child, and a lot of my white friends looked like men.
So
and
they don't want to. The girls don't want to be a pedophile.
They don't want to be a pedophile, and so it's like, thank you for not fucking me. But now I look like an adult,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I don't know if it's comedy or if I just look like somebody you're legally allowed to fuck. You know,
do you think also your comedy, the confidence coming from the comedy, it also?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the attention is nice. I mean, again, I want to make it very clear. I'm not getting DMs all the time or anything mm-hmm. like that. But sometimes I do from hot girls and it's very nice. Keep
it's
them
nice,
coming.
Right? It's good for
it's
you.
A good, it's a good confidence thing. Even if nothing happens, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I like when hot guys send me things. I don't reply most of the time. I just really just like, that's cute. I like that.
See, that's good that because I feel like if you're hot, it's hard for me not to accept and like heart it or something.
I'll heart it sometimes.
Oh, but you do accept the message and you heart it.
Yeah, I mean, I would heart it if it's like somebody I imagine like, oh. I mean, I would not fuck them, but I would think about fucking them.
Yeah.
Like, then they'll get a heart. So you whoever get a heart from me, yeah, I thought about I may fuck you, yeah. But I won't. But I'm just saying, a heart from me is like,
But why? You have these boundaries with your fans.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. I my mom's voice is like,
you
are going to be a village whore. You are ugly and a whore.
Oh, and I guess in a way, you are
not pretty.
Your fans are your village. That's
yeah,
true.
That's true. That's my village. I can't do it. I everything default back to the intense like.
But would you
shame.
Fuck someone who didn't know who you were and they were just like, oh, I just saw you for the first time?
Because
to me, that's not a fan. To me, that's just someone who saw you.
Yeah, if
tonight.
I'm very attracted to them, yeah. And if I just like, I cannot do one night stand. It gave me more trauma because I would think about that guy and
right,
I would
think,
are we going to see each other again? I don't want to do that. Then I default back into a little.
But I'm sure there's some fans of yours who want a serious relationship, you know?
But if they got to know me, they'll be like, oh, it's like Marilyn. You went back to visit Marilyn Monroe, you woke up with me, Norma Jean, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like the more confident I got, I mean, the better boundary I have and the less dick I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I scare away, man.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of men want to fuck me.
Sure.
It's a good fuck, but they don't want to date me because I'm just too intense. I'm very intense for me. You know
that. I might know that.
Like, you know how intense I am.
I'm very
aware. As my friend, you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know that. And that's not going away. Imagine this 24/7.
This is 24/7, you think?
Me being intense?
Yeah.
I mean, while I'm sleeping.
You must get tired. I want to see you tired.
I just sleep for like 5 hours. Then I come back and be like, all riled
so up. So in the morning, you're fucking back at it.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's show them who's daddy. You know, I'm going to.
Wow.
My work energy. I'm like, let me sell this bitch out. Show them who's daddy.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
my mom never got me and my father was never there, you know.
I think there's a guy out there who would really like that. Who was like, oh, like that's like, you're like my sunshine. You know, like I love this. It's a source of energy. You inspire me.
Oh.
I'm sure there's someone like that, man.
Maybe he exists somewhere.
I know
far,
that guy
far away
exists.
In the galaxy.
No. He's somewhere in your DMs. In your hidden DMs.
Okay, let me check the DMs. Bethany, my assistant, and she's an SC student. She's a very smart little girl from New York City.
Okay, check the DMs.
She check DMs and, you know, screenshot me if you see they're cute. She's 21. She didn't know what's cute.
Aww.
She's gonna be some Justin Bieber stuff. Whatever.
That's great.
I can't fuck a young kid.
You have an assistant. You have a little Japanese racist coat. You're killing it, man.
I love this.
You're killing the game. Look at you.
Thank you.
You're great.
Oh my God. We have a fire episode. Where can we find you, Fumi?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe. Check out my podcast, Cash Cuties, where we look through our friends' credit card statements and we judge their spending habits with love. I'm also on tour. I don't know when this comes out, but I'm coming to Dallas, DC, New York, LA, a bunch of other cities. So if you want to come see me, just go to fumiabe.com and my dates are on there.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I'm touring all over. Summerscomedy.com. Get your tickets now. Bye-bye. Sayonara.